Court's in session. This is case 1128 of the Judgment Zone, where you're the jury at 222-BUZZ, 222-2899 on your phone. You call up as a juror, you vote jerk or justified, and that's how we settle the case. You may put yourself in this situation if you haven't done it already. You may have even thought about doing this. Christmas time is here. We got, you know, a month here till Christmas or a little less, and you decide you're bringing out all the Christmas decorations, you're decluttering your house, you're switching all this stuff around, and it comes upon you that, you know what, I'm going to get rid of some of these toys. Kids will never know. Toss them, donate them, whatever. And that act in itself, in an effort to declutter before Christmas, this mom throws out or just donates some of the kids' toys. Is that jerk or justified? What do you say, Sandy?
There's a lot riding on this case. Not only because there are plenty of moms who are thinking about it or secretly do it, but also there's a lot riding on this case because if I lose, I will have to call Kanye, King Kanye,
that's right,
as part of my sentencing at the end of the week. So, please, I beg of you, those moms who do this, be brave enough to call and admit that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are little hoarders. If you don't get rid of their stuff, if you don't help them purge, then your house will be overrun by toys. And then they get more toys for Christmas. And then where the heck do you put the new toys? They still have other toys that they even forgot they even had. It's okay to purge. And please, moms, call up and agree. It's justified.
I'd like to call two witnesses to the stand, please.
Witnesses? Who?
Woody and Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen the movie Toy Story, you'll know that this is a jerk move.
Oh, is that all you need to say?
That's exactly why kids keep all of their toys.
Right.
Toy Story has made our children hoarders.
As a kid, you have an emotional connection with your toys, some of them at least, that'll live with you for the rest of your life. And for you to come and just toss them to the side. What if I did that with your stuff, Mom? What if I tossed your wine out? Or what if
don't touch the wine.
What if I throw out your wedding dress? That's like throwing out your wedding dress. Not happening. That's a jerk move.
The toys that they don't play with, they don't even know. Like, you pay attention. As a mom, you pay attention to what toys they're playing with and what they are not. If they're playing with their Woody doll and they love it, God, of course you're not going to throw that one out. You throw the other toy out that they forgot they even had. Those toys kind of, you know, they go to a better place.
All right, I'll come through your closet and I'll throw out the purse that you only use in the spring because it's
somebody
winter
needs
right
to.
Now.
Somebody needs to.
No, yeah. No, it's a jerk move.
222-BUZZ is the number. Your calls are coming in and you're on the jury. Is it jerk or justified?
Justified.
What?
Justified.
You brave mother.
Just ripping
Thank
the
you.
Toys out of the hands of the children of Rochester.
We have more than what they need. What
yes.
So, yeah.
You don't know if there's some kind of game they're playing where one of their toys was kidnapped and it had to go into, you know, hiding for 3 months so they didn't play with it, and one of the other toys has to come rescue it. See, you don't know what's going on in their great heads, and plus more toys, more variety, bigger imagination, successful career, and now you get to go into a better nursing home.
Wow. Wow, that's quick. Thank you.
That's what happens.
Well, you know, if you do keep everything, what is it teaching your kids? It's teaching your kids to accumulate. It doesn't teach your kids to give. This time of year, it's all about donating. You go through with your kids, maybe, and say, hey, listen, we got to donate to some other less fortunate children.
All right. I take another call. 222-2899.
If the kids were to go through it with the parents, and the kids pick the toys out, that's different versus the parent taking the toys and just getting rid of them without the kids noticing.
Do you have kids?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I've raised two boys the last 15 years myself.
All right.
You know that kids, they hold on tight to these toys that they never play with.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, my sons are 18 and 20 right now, and I still have a big toy box of toys that they had when they were 3, 4, and 5. I kid you not.
So you say it is
there's nothing you can do
to secretly throw out the toys before Christmas? Jerk or justified?
That's a jerk move.
Gotcha.
Go. Here we go.
One. Typical dad.
What do you say? 2-2-2-8-9-9.
Has to be the cool one.
Jerk or justified? What do you say? The buzz.
Justified. The kids are going to get new toys, so, I mean, don't like the old ones. The new kids can get them so they can have them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, keep moving it forward, right?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
2-2-2 buzz.
I say justified. You got to do it because you will be up to your ears in toys. And you can only have so many McDonald's toys floating around.
Ooh, the little, yes, oh, the yeah. little toys. Ay, ay, ay. Where do you put them?
It's in the garbage.
If you're just going to take them away and throw them out without them knowing, don't even buy it for them in the first place. That's just mean.
Well, they like it for a couple of days, and that's great. But, yeah, they got
to
go.
Hi to Buzz. Jerker justified.
Justified.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Queen
Sandy. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
James. Hi to Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Hey, Scott, this is one time I got to say 1,000 justified.
Hi to Buzz. Is it jerk or justified?
Hi.
Huh, what do you think?
I think she's a little bit of both. She's justified, but should have the kids help her do it because I have 4 grandkids, and they come in my house and say, okay, Mima, where's this doll? Where's this doll? And they search. And search. If you let them help you get rid of them and say, hey, there's a little child that needs this more than you, they're more justified to get rid of it, to let
yes,
it go.
But let's be honest, Mima, that...
Don't call her Mima.
Why?
Because you're not her kid, her grandkid.
Oh, grandmas are so loving. They want everybody to call
her. You're kind of calling her old because you're 42. So if she was your Mima, she'd be way older than she obviously is because she sounds so young and just vibrant on the phone.
Stop kissing her butt.
Both of you. Stop stroking the jury.
May I call you Mima?
Both of you, stop stroking the jury.
It's okay.
See? Okay.
All right. We got to put you in corners.
You know those little tiny toys that just your house gets overrun by those. It's not the toys that they always play with. Obviously, you don't touch those. It's the forgotten toys that they don't need, and you don't know where to put them. And then they're going to get new ones, and they won't let go of them if you ask them.
Well, if you ask them nicely, I've done it with my grandchildren and said, hey, there's a little girl that needs this little toy, and maybe her parents couldn't get it, and you played it with it for a long time. Is it okay? And they'll give it up. I've done it a lot.
I'll have to say, the specific question was the mom that throws out or donates some of the toys without the kids knowing. Is that jerk or justified?
Okay.
Well, like I said, it's kind of a jerky move because you should have involved the kids.
Thank you, Mima.
Jerk it is. Thank
Happy
you.
Happy holidays, Mima.
Hi to Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Justified.
Justified!
Man, this, you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of Nazi Germany, really.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you want to eliminate a certain group of toys because they are up to par with the rest of the toys.
You, not only justified, but this is my husband's favorite part of holidays, birthdays and Christmas. He gets a big garbage bag, goes to the house.
Yeah.
He loves it.
He also shaves his mustache into the middle of his upper lip, just that little patch. Right?
Come on. Thank you. The Buzz, you are on the Judgment Zone. In an effort to declutter before Christmas, Mom throws out or donates some of the kids' toys without them knowing. Jerk or justified?
I'm going to say justified.
Whoops. Thank you.
Come on, John. But, come on, John. Don't you want to hear Sandy call me King Kanye all week?
But I had an 85-year-old mother that had a doll that she kept since she was 5 years old.
Sentimental toys, of course. We're talking about those toys that never get played with, that just are like stuffed animals. My children have so many darn stuffed animals. And when I tell them, hey, pick through some that we can donate, they won't part with any of them. I don't know where to put them.
If I go into my basement, I drown in those toys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gone.
Get rid of them.
Thank you.
There's other children who need them.
Good morning, The Buzz. What do you say? Is this mom jerk or justified?
I'm calling from Marion up here, and you guys have way too much fun on your show. I love it.
You do.
No, really.
And a lot of time on our hands.
No, listen. This is justified. No, listen. You take these young kids, and I'm an old retired guy. My kids are all grown up, and, my God, getting across the world. But give them a big cardboard box, and they'll forget all about the toys. that you took and donated them. I think it's a good thing, you know?
Yeah, you'll be living in that cardboard box if you keep buying toys because you throw out the old one.
Hi, the buzz. Jerk or justified?
Justified.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, you're a monster.
So actually, I do have a quick story about the Woody thing because my dogs had chewed my son's Woody toy, and when I put him in the garbage, I actually felt guilty.
Oh.
Laying there.
Really?
Because of the movie?
Yes, because of the
Disney marketing.
Yeah, but all right, have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to The Buzz. My paper that I've been writing down the votes on is so I can't even pick up one side of it because it's so heavy.
Oh, and what side would that be?
That would be the justified side.
Ah, thank you. Oh God. Okay, I survived another day.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah, we're done.
You need like six jerks in a row in order to make this thing happen.
Well,
nothing. We're done.
Okay,
give me one win this week for crying out loud. Okay.
It's
still alive.
Justified to throw out the kids' toys or donate them without them knowing. Or Christmas.